Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at League of Education Voters. Dr. Shelley Redinger joined Spokane Public Schools as superintendent in the summer of 2012, returning to the community where she was born. She received her BA and Master of Education from Washington State University, and her Master of Education and PhD in Educational Administration from the University of South Carolina. Dr. Redinger's past experience includes superintendent of Spotsylvania School District in Fredericksburg, Virginia, superintendent of Oregon Trail School District in Sandy, Oregon, executive director of teaching and learning for Richland School District, and principal of Sacajawea Elementary in Richland, Washington, principal of H.E. Corley Elementary in Irmo, South Carolina, assistant principal of Condor Elementary in Columbia, South Carolina, and teacher at Rice Creek Elementary in Columbia, South Carolina, Jefferson Elementary in Richland, Washington, and Park Middle School in Kennewick, Washington. Dr. Redinger leads through collaboration and by focusing on the vision of the district. She works hard to develop and nurture relationships between all stakeholders and isn't afraid to make changes when needed after thoroughly studying an issue. Dr. Redinger and her husband have one son. Dr. Redinger, what was your education journey like?
I've had quite an educational journey. I actually came from a family of educators, and so both of my parents were educators, and I actually have quite a few relatives in Norway, of all places, that are educators. I've learned a lot with my family in terms of the importance of education. So I actually had a dream to become a teacher. My whole life helped my parents in their classrooms, and my mother in particular setting up her classroom and library, but received my degree from Washington State University, an excellent program there. Became a teacher, that was the beginning, and I just really had really good supports throughout my career. I can't say enough about the mentors, and I actually had some executive coaching early on that was very helpful. I believe strongly in executive coaching and coaching for all of our staff, teachers, classified staff, everyone having mentors and coaches in their lives. It's important to have that program right at the beginning.
Well, what didn't work? Because it sounds like you have a lot of things that did, but what would you have changed as part of your education journey?
You know, I would say that it's very, very important when I think back to my educational journey. I always tried to involve parents, but if I've learned anything over the years is how important the role of the parent is. And I do wish early on as a teacher, I had involved my parents even more. And I see the value of that as I'm now very, very heavily involved in all of our schools, is the important role that our parents play and that how they support our community. I would also say business partners, how important it is to have our business partners in the schools because they want to help and sometimes they just don't know how to help. So those are the two big areas I would say that I've learned from and have grown in those areas.
Well, let's talk about that if you don't mind, because parental engagement is huge and also involving the business community is a big deal because we're all interconnected. How would that look? How would you best involve parents? What is something that maybe other districts in the state could look at? And then how would you bring the business community in? What seems to be working best?
So in terms of parental involvement, it's real important for parents to feel welcomed into a school. And so we're really working in our schools to make sure that when they come into the office, they feel very welcomed and find out what interests them and how can they help in the classroom. So we have many different sign-ups in different areas. We also have a district-wide called the Citizens Advisory Committee, which is made up of parents throughout the district, and that has been very instrumental. One thing we've learned, too, is at the Citizen Advisory Committee meetings that we have monthly, district-wide, really make sure that we bring real topics of concern for the parents to advise us on, rather than just they sit there and we talk at them. So that's something we've really been fine-tuning over the years to have true, legitimate parental involvement. The best way we've found also to get parental engagement, because everyone is so busy, because we've been utilizing a tool called Thought Exchange. Mm-hmm. And it's an online tool where parents can get online and they actually say how things, what's working in their schools and what's not. But what's really wonderful about it is it's two-way and that then we gather that information and send it back out for the whole community to put stars on electronically on those thoughts that they agree with. And it's this way to use social media technology to really engage our community. And we have found really good outcomes from that. And we're getting ready to launch another thought exchange for all of our schools just to say, hey, what's working, what's not? What do you wish you had in your school maybe that we're not offering? And then we really make sure we respond to those surveys. So for parental involvement, that is a really big one. For the business community, we really try to make sure that we are involved with the chamber, the local chamber, and it's called Greater Spokane Incorporated. making sure those businesses feel welcomed and help us with grants, mentoring students. Every school has a business that has adopted the school.
Do you use career-connected learning? Do you take students into businesses so they can see, well, here's how my math skills might be used in the real world?
Yes, absolutely. And we work very closely with Greater Spokane Incorporated. They have a Teach the Teachers model where teachers actually can go and learn from different businesses. And we're working very closely with Junior Achievement, also connecting the businesses into the schools, and then also JA Finance Park. We're really trying to do a capital fundraising initiative to try to build a big finance park to really get the businesses more and more involved in the schools. But we have great support for levies and bonds in this community, a great support, and the business community has actually really helped with that.
That's fantastic. I mean, you talk about support, levies and bonds, and finance. There's been a lot of changes recently in education finance. House Bill 2242, for example, the McCleary solution, that was a huge overhaul, putting $7.3 billion into our education system. How do you see that playing out in Spokane, and what questions do you have about changes in education funding?
Well, we really appreciate our legislators and all the hard work. If it was easy to fix, it would have been fixed long ago. So we know it's a hard, hard thing to do, and a big lift. We appreciate the progress that's been made. I would say right now, as we're looking at how it all plays out, or it will play out for us, special education is still a big question for us. We do, being in the urban core with children's hospitals around our area, we do have a very high percentage of special education students that have needs that we really need to make sure we're meeting their needs. So that's one area. We know the legislators are really looking at that, how they can better support the special education funding. They lifted the cap a little bit. That's helped us as well. But that would be an area. I would say, too, it's a real shift in terms of the state taking on more responsibility and trying to lighten the load for the local taxpayers. There still, I think, is a lot to work out with it. And I think delaying some of the mandates that are included before it's completely in place probably would be helpful as well. But we know it's not easy when you have 295 different school districts. You kind of need to have 295 different needs. So it's a difficult task. And I know that all of the legislators are really working hard to try to make it good for all the school districts.
Well, you're doing some interesting things here in Spokane, for sure. I see this program you have called T24. What exactly is that?
T24 is our big, bold goal that we want all of our students to develop a plan for post-secondary success. The T is technical schools, 2 is 2-year colleges, universities, and then 4 is the 4-year universities. So we want to make sure all of our students get into some sort of a post-secondary experience after graduation. It used to be the finish line was high school graduation. We have to get you to this finish line. And we thought, you know, that's not good enough. There's so many jobs out there that just aren't available that used to be. You have to really have some sort of a certification or a degree. So that's our big push. Is our finish line for our success is, did our students actually complete a technical degree, a 2-year degree, a 4-year degree, and are they gainfully employed? So it's not just getting across that finish line for graduation, but it's much bigger than that.
Are there other initiatives that you're excited about for your community?
Yes, we've been really trying to work on our redoing how we look at discipline. And so we've been focusing on restorative discipline and restorative practices, alternatives to suspensions, really reducing arrests. And so that's been a very big focus for our school district. We're really starting to move the needle, but it's a real change in culture and how you look at behaviors and alternatives to behaviors that maybe we have used traditionally. And we have really good community support for the work. We've received quite a few grants, and so we've really appreciated the support, the whole community helping us with that. And then when students are in school, they have a much better chance of graduating and their grades are much improved as well. So that's a big one we're working on. We're also working on a lot of healthy initiatives. We have scratch cooking now in all of our schools, so healthy food options, fresh fruit and salad bar, really much healthier food choices. So we actually received a $1 million grant from the Empire Health Foundation to help us because we had to get some new equipment and some new serving lines. And then we trained all of our kitchen staff to learn how to make all these really cool recipes. And so students have been real positive, parents extremely positive about the scratch cooking initiative. And now that we have it in all of our schools, it's really, really exciting to see. So those are a couple big ones. We're also looking at different ways to extend our school year. 180 days is just not enough. And so we have a number of summer camps we have going, really focused on STEM. We have everything from preschool. We have a little class called Girls Love Legos, and so we're trying to get girls really involved more in STEM as well, and just really trying to focus on how can we keep reading camps, just all kinds of basketball camps, enrichment activities all summer long to really help with that summer learning loss.
Yeah, ELO, Expanded Learning Opportunities, is huge. How do you help the children in traditionally underserved communities get into those programs?
Well, that really is our focus area. In Spokane, we're about 60% free and reduced lunch now, and so we have a lot of schools that have a lot of needs, a lot of families in poverty. So we have a number of businesses that help us provide scholarships for these summer camps, and our own education foundation, Vista, is a really strong partner in terms of helping with scholarships, and so that we can make sure our students, that the funding is not deterrent, that they're able to actually go into the camp. So our business partners have really helped. Also, we really look to where we place those summer camps and so that they're easy to walk to for our families. And then we work with the STA, which is our local citywide busing system, to make it easier for passes and for students to get to the schools. We also offer, through the Healthy Lunch Program in the summer, summer meal programs, we're able to offer meals, breakfast and lunch, at some of our most needy areas of our community all summer long, so students have meals.
Sounds fantastic. Now let's take it a little closer to home. You have a son. What changes in our state's education system would you like to see for him?
Oh, wow, what a great question. Well, he's a freshman. He goes to Lewis and Clark High School in Spokane, so he's a very proud Tiger. And I've just been really impressed with the teachers that we have in this state, but in particular, Spokane Public Schools and at Lewis and Clark High School. He loves all of his teachers. I would say the one thing that we continue to work on as a school district is the number of assessments. So we've really been pushing the SAT, ACT for the state requirement because, you know, I really want my son to take the SAT, ACT, and I think then focus on his courses rather than taking a number of other assessments. So that's, you know, a change we'd like to see in Spokane Public Schools, but we do believe in some sort of an assessment, but we would like one that really counts towards something. The school district pays for every one of our students to take the SAT, so I mean, we do it during the school day, and so we really have put a big priority on that. I would say continuing to have opportunities in the summer. And for students that are in high school, we really are trying to explore more apprenticeship programs. So how can we help our students in the summer, you know, have some job experience, shadowing, and so that they are much more ready, you know, learning those soft skills, getting ready for work, getting there on time, and getting some real skills in the high school before they graduate. And many other countries are doing much better. As I mentioned, as I have family in Norway, the apprenticeship programs in some of the other countries are pretty well advanced, and they really are preparing their students for the workforce and for their futures.
Does your son know what he wants to do for a career yet?
Well, his father is an engineer, so he's looking a little bit at engineering, or he really loves sports, so maybe sports marketing. So we'll see where it ends up.
Dr. Shelley Redinger is superintendent of Spokane Public Schools. Dr. Redinger, thank you so much for letting me drop in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.